Greetings, Alpha Seekers. Welcome to Alpha's Next. Actually, not Alpha's Next anymore. Nugent Capital. And today's big topic, at least in my circles, was the vaccine distribution snafu, I guess we'd have to call it. And naturally, you know, Trump's getting all the heat for this, but he'll be gone soon, and then Biden's whiz kids will come in, and we'll see what they can do. But essentially what the problem appears to be, and you're talking to an ex-federal government employee, albeit a one with brief tenure, but it is so reminiscent of the census, it is frightening, which is, I suppose, no surprise. What they decided to do was partner with McKesson, basically, which is a pharmaceutical distribution company. And then basically gives the states some guidelines and have the states put together a plan. Now, that makes some sense because, you know, it's a lot different in, say, New York than Montana. And then, of course, the states will work it down to the county level, and then the county health departments will work with the hospitals and such. And if you've ever worked in a federal system like that, you know, when I was at AMA, we were the national, and the states, you know, we were a confederation of the states. The states had formed the AMA. So it was a lot like the United States of America. The states essentially formed the federal government. So you had to work with 50 different states and 220 different counties, and it was almost, it was like a light ray through water, you know, and would get diffused and scattered, and it was impossible to get something done quickly or consistently. So a lot of time is wasted in that kind of a bottom-up organization, and that's what the United States is. So I understand why they did that, but time is obviously of the essence. People are dying. And so today there was a proposal that the military actually take it over. Not the National Guards, which are under state jurisdiction, but the U.S. military, which employs about 120,000 healthcare professionals directly between all three branches. And of course, you got to get the branches to work together. But that's what the Pentagon is good at. So that's fine by me. And the thought is you could do distribution at, you know, vacant schools and such. I mean, but as it stands, then Dr. Scott Gottlieb was on saying that what they ought to do is just ship it directly to the pharmacies and let the pharmacies disseminate it, distribute it, because they could do that. I mean, there's, I think, 88,000 pharmacies in the country, maybe 90. So not as many as there used to be, but, you know, CVS and Walgreens are the primaries. And but it's got to go through the states. And I talked to my pharmacist, and he knows nothing. And I talked to, I stopped by my doctor's office today because I figured they wouldn't answer me very well over the phone. And they said, we know nothing. So that's obviously going to slow down the recovery. I have a feeling it'll pick up speed now that all the heat is happening, and, you know, Biden will have to make a big show of being the cavalry, as Dr. Fauci says. So that's, you know, not surprising to me, but disappointing. The other thing, of course, is that, you know, even when you try to do it in a hospital setting, a lot of the people in the hospital don't want it because they're afraid of it, or they're anti-vax or whatever. And, you know, so there's a lot of ignorance and misinformation, even among healthcare workers. Now, not everybody is clinical. So, you know, you got people who work in the cafeteria and such. But and I think almost all the healthcare professionals, but there was a story about some pharmacist up in Milwaukee, I think, who destroyed it because he thinks that it's, you know, going to destroy the DNA. I mean, that's a I don't know if it's a PharmD or what. I mean, geez. So that doesn't spell mother. That doesn't inspire confidence. So this is, you know, I mean, it's typical. But, I mean, the government does have, if Biden comes in and takes more of a top-down approach, then, you know, it is the Fed stuff. I mean, they own it, basically. So they can say, hey, look, this is how it's going to get done, or you ain't getting any. So maybe the Democrats are honestly actually better at running the government. You know, it's hard to run the government when you're anti-government, which the Republicans are, just by doctrine. So, except for national defense, of course, but I always think the Republicans are better in opposition. They, you know, better check and balance than actually running the thing. So, I think that's why a lot of us like divided government. So, today was a wild ride. Madeira and I recovered, which was good. That's what I expected to happen after the tax sales and such. News was mixed, you know, they're talking about cutting the dosage in half, so that could hurt their volume, I guess, but there's plenty of business. There's 7 billion arms that need to be injected, so I'm not worried about these guys making their numbers by certainly the end of the year. You know, the drop in Moderna and BioNTech was beyond me. There were some internal market factors and tax political factors, you know, and the stock is in the company, but and Moderna is just watching that go from 170 to, I think it was down to close to 100. It just shows you how irrational the market can be. Well, Bitcoin goes up over 30, so go figure. But that's why this investing thing, you know, risk is our business, as Captain Kirk said in tonight's episode of Star Trek. So, anyway, that's going on. Let's see what else we got for you, if anything. Check the famous, exciting Nugent Capital, Nugent Ventures. I don't even know the name of my own company. Yeah, whatever. No, l'état, c'est moi, is Louis the 14th said. Let's see. Yeah, I put some stuff out there today. Baird, and Baird is very close to my heart because my silent partner actually works there. But, and you know, they're a big shooter company, so you probably may not even have heard of them if you're just an average investor. But, pardon me, just had to attend to something here. Always working, always multitasking. But, yeah, Baird, you know, I followed some of their calls, and they're not, like, you know, like any of these supposed professionals. I don't know, maybe they'd be at 50-50. I've seen some calls that I paid attention to how it worked out, and they were wrong. But they're very respected, and they work with very big investors, very big institutional investors, and family offices of magnitude of the Pritzkers and such. So their opinions are worth noting. And they are pretty neutral on the whole biotech sector for 2021. So that run-up may have already, you know, happened. Interestingly, the EU regulator remains undecided on Moderna's vaccine, which is, to me, that's weird. One more little note here. You know, usually the EU is ahead of the FDA. In this case, they're behind. Now, it could be because it's an American company. You know, that's where we're at here in terms of trade barriers. You know, AZ's European, so who knows. But I read the article. Didn't make much sense. It could still get approved this week, and that should be bullish for the stock, I would think, rationally speaking, at least. But, you know, you never know. There's an article about what's in the cards for 2021 from Seeking Alpha, Stock Market Insights. And I threw a couple of posts. As I say, this is kind of my research file cabinet now, in the interest of avoiding or getting out of the paper chase. But, so don't take things I put out there if you follow this as, like, screaming buys or anything else. It's stuff that I probably say, take a look at. I'm going to try to take a look at as I put together the portfolio here for our March broker-dealer timing. Ocugen, their COVID-19 vaccine partner, got an approval from India. So, and then a day ago, I put out an article about crypto. And I think I mentioned that, actually, maybe. But another article, margin and options activity at a peak, which is interesting. And another one, gold investors. This was 2 days ago. Gold investors see challenges ahead. I honestly don't know if there's a way to short Bitcoin, and I wouldn't necessarily bang on the table about that. But if I was going to do any kind of trade there, I'd be long gold and short Bitcoin. Because, you know, if you think the dollar is being devalued, I'd be a lot more comfortable in gold than Bitcoin. Gold is less volatile, you know. Now, that's not good when Bitcoin's volatility is up, but I could see that thing crashing back down to 12,000. Maybe I'm wrong, but it just, anything that goes up that fast usually comes down just as fast, so we'll see what happens. I see guys predicting Bitcoin at, you know, 30, 40, 50, 70,000. You know, I mean, crazy. So, I think it's talking about 400,000 Bitcoin. Because it is at least a fixed, you know, supply. But I think Biden could come in with the stroke of a pen and just eliminate it, you know. So, we'll see what happens. It's too risky for me. Honestly, if I was going to play that, I'd probably get some way out of the money puts and some way out of the money calls. And you figure you're going to lose the investment every month. But, you know, if it does move, it's called a straddle when you buy a put and a call. So if it moves beyond your strike, either way, you make a lot of money if you're way out of the money. So you can take a position cheap, but the trouble is it expires every. You know, whatever period you're playing it as. And if you take it way out, then you're paying time value. And given the volatility, that's going to be probably expensive. But I think that thing, man, you know, the risk is on the volatility side. So I would not be a seller there. And the other trade you could do, though, is you could do what's called a, I forget what it's called, but you sell a put spread and a call spread, and if it stays in a range, you're good. So there's all sorts of ways you can play it, but I, at this point, we're not going there. One thing we have decided to do until March, at least, is because we figure we're not going to raise any serious money. Number one, because we got to reevaluate our strategy and test some stuff, and number two, because, you know, without the broker-dealer, there's very limited things we can do to raise money. So, we're just going to be doing what we call a, you know, you can size these things and options as big as you want. I mean, every option lot represents the movement of 100 shares. So, you know, if you buy five, it's like you have 500 shares, depending on how close to the money you are. But we're going to come down to the minimum position, which is a one lot, and just kind of, you know, experiment a little bit with various types of things. We are long some biotech, and for biotech under $10, I think we'll probably just do long positions. And, you know, that was the original wait, see what happens strategy, the biotech 100, buy 100 positions, be long if they're cheap, and be optioned if they're expensive, and then you hope one of them pops, right? So it's kind of like laying mines in a harbor. You hope a ship runs over it and boom.
or like roulette, you know, my original analogy is take a position on every place, every spot in the roulette wheel, and you can't lose. So if you leverage it, then hopefully the leverage that you have on your winner compensates for all the losers. So anyway, that's about it for today. The late edition. And we'll see what happens tomorrow. The big day, of course, is January 5th. Everybody's watching that. I don't think we'll have white smoke from the Sistine Chapel until many, many days, maybe weeks. So the Senate may be in suspense for a long time. But we'll see what happens. And maybe the governor gets the name temporaries if the election's up for grabs. I don't know. But that would give the Republicans a temporary stay of execution in the Senate. But that's going to be huge, as our president likes to say. So we'll keep an eye on that, and I'm sure you will too, and we'll talk about it in the days to come. So stay long, or no, I'm not saying not stay long, live long and prosper and stay safe. And we will be back again someday, probably tomorrow. Bye-bye.